Thank you for tuning in to Reviving Humanity. I'd like to start today's episode off by reading you a quote from Frederick Douglass. A smile or a tear has not nationality. Joy and sorrow speak alike to all nations, and they, above all the confusion of tongues, proclaim the brotherhood of man. Such a beautiful quote. Such a beautiful quote. High in consciousness, the poetic fight for unity inside of a divided world. The only problem we keep forgetting as Black African people is that nationalism was not created by us, nor race. I would often say racism began with the other and will end with us. The statement is not spoken to place responsibility on us to solve the continuous problem white has no sincere intention of ending. Rather, it is meant to showcase that only when one exits an abusive relationship will that abuser no longer have the power to abuse you. As long as we remain dependent on a system of abuse, it has no reason to change. You need me. You can't build without me. Nobody else wants you. You don't even want you. So you need me. So we've stayed in exchange once again. Time and time again, we have stayed for superior technology. iPhones, Teslas, smart homes, ChatGPT, smart watches, high-rise condos, Google Chrome, million-dollar home technology. Daily we trade in freedom of mind, restoration of soul for a superior technological way of life. Past, repeating the present in new formats. It's only through our exit, rebuilding away from oppressive regimens, will racism no longer hold power over us collectively. But they've convinced generations after generations to fight for their fragility and to make ease their guilt. Being pro-self, to no longer be manipulated out of choosing self, choosing healing, restoration of not only self but collectively, is what it is meant to be pro-Black. We're constantly manipulated into remaining oppressed and divided. Stanley from The Office is asked a choice of flavored ice cream. Stanley chooses chocolate. Michael says, racism is dead. You can choose any flavor you'd like. Who says chocolate was never our first choice? And that by choosing self over other, it makes us racist? We choose self out of love and free will. They chose self to dominate, dehumanize, and degrade. You're trying to compare because you know that what you created was meant to divide, that it was built out of hate, which was driven out of fear. And when we now have the choice to choose healing, to choose self, it's reversed and manipulated into being compared to the exact same thing that white created. This is why we have Black now. Now that we have Black institutions, it makes it harder for us to prove our point of how white is not a race, it's a color. Well, Black people call each other Black. You got Black businesses. How come you get to remain a color? See, so it keeps us in this dance. It keeps us in a never-ending hamster wheel. Today, we are expected to solve sexism, ageism, prejudice, injustices of all types for all, while white continues to cast shadows drawn from their umbrella called racism. You cannot change someone who does not want to change. The proof is written in daily news articles, film, television, museums, and more. White has no intention, has no true intention of answering to its reflection. Our community as Black African people remain worshiping their God and fearing the devil inside white named us to be. Choosing the reflection inside of a world of white that continuously hides our shared history as Black African people transatlantic globally by forcing our tongues to speak immigrant, migrant, illegal alien, foreigner, is not dead-minded, it's true resistance. When you resist the ignorance of division, the ignorance of borders, the ignorance of nationalities. These are just titles which keeps us divided. We have the same shared history. We may have come from different ethnic groups, but we are the same people. You've created segregation as a form of domination and control, power and hate, and have now used reverse psychology to convince our leaders, to convince us, to remain in bed with our abuser. The need for a victim to exit an abusive relationship and separate from their abuser is not hate, though a manipulative narcissist will convince you that finding space and healing is harmful to them. Black African people do not psychologically abuse those who identify as white, nor manipulate you out of freedom. Because guess what? It's always been white who's carried the invisible keys to our freedom. All we want is to be free. But freedom, as Paris Kimbrough once said, is free. Yet we don't believe we have the power to exit dictatorships, white houses, and dismantle borders. We speak about Black history, African American history, as if history is not repeating itself. I tell you, my people remain heavily mentally colonized, and you refer me to your graduate degree inside of your colonial educational system, still not getting the point. Your degree will never trump our lived experiences. You've studied our lives partially, but we've lived it fully. Our ancestors suffered the most dehumanizing oppression that most human beings living today can only barely partially imagine. And we are told to focus on the positive and how we can build community together while power remains in favor of those who identify as white. Black people grow up believing that we must heal the world before healing and reconnecting our own minds. Because we are taught by manipulation that if we are pro-Black, pro-self, that if we are pro-Black, pro-self, that we are racist. And this will upset those who continue to identify by titles which dehumanized our ancestors and continues to place superiority above us, above the world today. Yet we have no right to feel anything but gratitude. Any feeling of distraught, anger, sadness is then reversed into an attack on whiteness. I am telling you that I am in pain, that I need space to heal, and you respond by attacking my character. Anonymous groups are supposed to offer a safe, non-judgmental space of healing, yet you respond by making it about you, because the absence of me from your life leaves you void inside of an unbalanced, unhealthy relationship. We've been telling you that we are still in pain by the need to continuously prove ourselves as worthy inside of a world that is constantly dehumanizing us. Watsi Merritt Davis said it similarly a decade ago in an article. We keep proving to you our worth by class, status, dress, material possessions, and English proper grammar, and by doing so, we're showing you our hand dealt in pain. Though you already knew this, didn't you? And it slightly adds affirmation of a successful dominance white created. You witnessed the disorganization within our community, the constant fall of African communities by manipulation of greed, Congo, cobalt, and you call yourself an ally, knowing we've yet to rise independently. It is your proclaimed alliance which hinders our growth. We've told you what we've needed, but our minds, by majority, have not been set free. Inside a healthy relationship built on true support, built on selflessness, one would offer understanding, knowing the difference between standing in the way and standing out of the way. Trust must be earned, yet time and time again, we've eagerly placed the keys to our hearts into yours. No matter how deep the wounds which remain, no matter how severe the burns unpatched, psychologically you've convinced us by large to put reconstruction of our minds on hold, that we can heal while being burned by the same fires. A degree may have allotted you the opportunity to dominate our spaces of healing, which we've again shared without hesitation. But it was never and will never be the certificate you hold which builds bridges. It's the daily work inside the mirror that will only be the start to redemption. But we all know how tightly you cling to titles of dominance. Would you really be willing to put out the fire which you started if it meant burning to ashes the power white has given you? The tool you depend on is a constant weapon against us. We cannot dismantle something we do not operate, nor can we do the psychological work for you to eradicate fear from your mind. The abuser must be willing to recognize the internal work that must be done themselves. Nationality is not and has never been operated by us, but we're fighting your battle of distraction inside of a hamster wheel. Just like we have Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, both groups, although separate and not joined, understand the distinct need to build community within that particular group. It doesn't mean that one is prejudiced against the other because they are not combined. Instead, it shows the importance of finding security and support among each particular group who understands each particular addiction without judgment. As identified black and white people, both groups have an addiction, unwilling to be admitted. One is addicted to power at any cost, even knowing the effect power has against those they claim to ally with. The other group has grown addicted to chasing approval of those who maintain said power. When you believe you are secure within yourself, there is no need to prove one's intellect, one's craft, one's beauty, style of dress to be equal or superior. Yet we as Black African people are constantly chasing that approval. Approval will never receive in a world that knows your worth before you ever will. We've been denied access to their created spaces, galas, ballrooms, country clubs, and we continue to fight to become the first in a world that has eliminated from our collective consciousness that we as Black African people were already the first where it truly matters the most. But please don't confuse me when I say this. I acknowledge the resilience, dedication, ambition that it takes to break barriers inside of a world that is constantly challenging our ancestors' intelligence and our intellect. What we are missing, however, is our connection back to the first Black peoples, not inside of a white house, but inside of lands, plural, that we've already built. Our fight as Black people in America to have our history told in America lacks an important ingredient. If we cannot connect back to our roots beyond the transatlantic slave trade, reconnect our shared ancestry, not just in America, but transatlantic, this leaves us strangers in Africa. Strangers in the Americas, strangers in the Caribbean, and strangers around the globe. If you go and look up the definition Black, or, you know, just the identification of us identifying as Black or African American, even Google itself knows that, well, not everyone chooses to identify as African American because not everyone can trace their roots back to slavery. So even Google is ignorant. Because what I am trying to help you remember is that whether you were here because of the transatlantic slave trade or not, we all still come from the same place. So we remain strangers. We remain strangers around the globe because we continue to fall for that manipulation, for that distraction. We continue to fall for hierarchy. We must remove hierarchy from our tongues. We speak hierarchy. We are proud to be high in hierarchy in ranks. This thinking keeps us from elevating and rising. No tier wears a nationality, but we did not create the divide which remains. A true ally would be in support of our reconstruction in and outside of spaces that do not involve those whose addictions remain separate from ours. And if someone was a true ally, they would have long ago created spaces not to segregate for need of power, but to express freely the continued supremacy that exists within them. Though this is not a world ready to submit power, we fight for equality, while as long as white exists as a title, our worlds will never be equal. Because what are you without the title white? Toni Morrison. We've been telling you and saying the same things time and time again, but these voices are suppressed. The only way for us as Black African people to rise is to build independence. Building independence does not mean hate, does not equal racism, but to someone, to a narcissist, your need for freedom, your need for reconstruction is a threat to them. If I cannot reconstruct myself, if I cannot heal my mind without it offending you, you have a problem. You must answer to your own reflection. Ask yourself, why does my freedom bother you? Why does my alliance with my own community threaten you? White people feel comfortable when we choose them over ourselves, when we feel more comfortable socializing with them than we do socializing with each other. It's comfortable for them. It makes them feel good. Why does that make you feel good? Because many of us are not answering to our reflections. We are staring at it. But people like Toni Morrison, Malcolm X, remain invisible inside some of our museums. Only those fighting for white women's issues, equating white supremacy's injustices to a long-standing black injustice, leaves us manipulated into neglect of self. We are not in the same fight for injustice, while you still hold the title of superiority. A smile or a tear has not nationality, yet we as Black African people did not create nationality or race. It's those who continue to identify as white who refuses to let go. Being pro-Black means being anti-white, according to those who desperately cling on to the title. Again, a title we did not create. The manipulation by psychology tells us as Black African people that by being pro-self, we are a threat to white. But an ally, as they claim to be, should know that when you love someone, you set them free. So I've heard many people come to me and say, oh, you're pro-Black? Well, I love everybody. What does me being pro-Black have to do with anyone else? I can love humanity from afar and still choose myself, still choose us, because we remain neglected time and time again. When have those who identify as white ever let go of their grasp of white? We are told that by creating spaces of healing that do not include them, that we are racist. Yet they understand the need for separate anonymous groups, i.e., AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, or Narcotics Anonymous, but they can't understand the need for Black independence. It's not a matter of understanding or lack thereof. It's a need to ensure that what isn't broke will never be fixed. A smile or a tear has not nationality. Yet those who identify as white reap continuously the benefits of nationality hierarchy. The work to dismantle the system of racism and oppression was never our job to fix, but we claim it as we claim responsibility for chattel slavery on the motherland. If loving self, after over half a millennia of dehumanization, equates to anti-whiteness, and we believe it, Manipulation has truly become us. We manipulate one another into remaining oppressed. As I said, what does being pro-self have to do with anyone else? When you exit in an abusive relationship and you isolate in therapy to find healing, are you prejudiced for choosing self? No. But because our trauma is not isolated but collective, our healing will require collective isolation in order to find healing. Anyone against your healing, your regrowth, your restoration is not an ally but a liability. If you love something, set it free. But we were never meant to be set free, which is why you must choose your reflection and ally with your reflection. The difference in segregation initiated by those who identify as white and our need as Africans to separate is that one involves healing. The former involved destruction. Being told you cannot heal because of how it will affect white is the most manipulative, narcissistic tactic we continue to fall for. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool us for over half a millennia. It is time to take a look in the mirror and choose the only ally we've ever had, self. Every second, every breath between words spoken matters. In a world where AI is dominating our consciousness, attention spans are almost non-existent. But like many say, the truth will always prevail. I don't speak in a submissive manner, pleading for those who identify as white or to anyone else against the African being pro-self to feel remorse or grant us permission to build independence. I speak in confidence and acceptance of our past replaying in the present. Yet I command we as Black African people stop falling for the longest con in human history. It's time to understand that if healing can happen on the micro individually, it damn sure can happen in the macro collectively. I want you to be prepared consciously, because with all the beautiful, flowery language, as they say, in the world, they who identify as white will not step out of the way selflessly. It's us who will make that first move in order to build independence. We keep waiting for a tragedy to occur. We keep waiting for aliens to destroy the planet. We keep waiting for Jesus to come. We keep waiting for technology to someone to hack our technology, for war to break out. You don't have to wait for anything tragic to happen in order to free yourself. It's time for us to stop waiting. You ask me, how can we rebuild Black Wall Street in America and make it more prosperous than ever before? Well, my brother, Kaka in Swahili, we can't rebuild anything without rebuilding our minds first. If we are not procreating, then we have no need for one another. This is not just from the perspective or from the lenses of the male, but the female as well. Like Dr. Francis Cress Welsing once said, we are wasting time. We are spending too much time on foolishness. So how can we build? First, examine where we went wrong. Not just before the Bloody Race Riot in 1903, not just before 1865, 1619, but centuries before 1444, the beginning of the transatlantic slave trade. We've continued to repeat the same pattern of mistakes, chasing gold, technology, status, white Benjamins with a hint of green. We think we can take the shortcut. We think that we can be underachievers. But it's going to take years of decolonization, reconstruction of our minds, becoming organized, planning and building without the division American English has taught us. See who has done it the best in the world. Look at the bridges in places like Vietnam. How can we get to that point and build a golden bridge like Vietnam? We must all eat, sleep, and breathe independence. The need, the chase, the desire for independence. We must eat, sleep, and breathe this daily and eliminate all distractions. It's going to take disciplined minds, not lazy minds. It's going to take overachievers, not underachievers. And by majority, we are comfortable being underachievers. We must be inventors again. We stopped inventing. We must be inventors again within our community, not so willing to give away the keys to our castles, minds, because manipulation will have us believing we are racist if we don't. We must, you must, we must be willing to find our ancestors deep inside our minds and weep a long-awaited weeping so that we can finally begin to heal collectively and build support within the entire diaspora. Be willing to understand how much we hold ourselves back by putting white fragility and white guilt first. Allow someone the chance to prove themselves worthy instead of being so eager to prove yourself worthy to a house of ignorance inside of a house you do not own. Build our own house with our own laws and protections of the entire diaspora. We have to think bigger. Acquiring money to buy Gary, Indiana, for example, have you thought about buying pieces here and there inside of the states and connecting that to Africa? We have to think bigger and own land outside of a United States government. But if you can't understand the psychology of why after 1865, we did not whoop ass, why we submitted, passed as someone we were not, manipulation will keep you comfortable where you are from thinking outside the box. You must be ruthless for your ancestors and protective of our descendants to come instead of dependent on a system of abuse, fearful with your head on a swivel that should we build, they will destroy it. The only reason they have taken anything from us, burned Black Wall Street to ashes, is because we were not protected and we are still not protected. And you want to build before we have built protection. Don't continue to make the same mistake of believing those who are not for your healing and independence are your friends. You'll set yourself up for 2 steps forward and 12 steps backward, landing us back into 1865, into 1619 and 1444. It's long overdue that we become once again the definer of our world, the explorer, the builder. But before we build physically, we must build mentally and treat each other with respect. Eradicate fear of what we don't understand from our minds. Once you understand that being pro-Black, pro-self is needed in a world that remains pro-white, and understand the harms of a pro-white world to you as an African, once you understand the urgency in fighting for yourself, you're one step closer to freedom and independence. Freedom of mind and independence of soul, which has nothing to do with anyone against your rise. Being pro-self is for you individually and for us collectively. Anyone against your restoration is comfortable with you remaining beneath them. There's no such thing as equality in a world that is dependent on the African remaining dependent. Ask those who identify as white if they would be comfortable living in a house ruled by Africans where the laws, constitution, was all written by us. If they would refuse to do it for half a second, why do we continue to do it for over half a millennia? We must stop being so submissive, showing all of our teeth for those who identify as white and showing hate and anger toward each other. You are still mentally colonized either way. And it's time for you to do that work to look inside the mirror. Don't confuse my passion for anger. In fact, I'm feeling a little bit of both because I am disappointed in the way that we treat each other. And I see how easy it is to give up on us, how easy it is to become Candace Owens. Because we are so easy to give up on. First, in order for us to rebuild anything, we have to learn how to build respect amongst one another. Respect for ourselves, respect for self. Stop being comfortable, being an underachiever. It's going to take an overachiever to build what those in Vietnam have built, to build what those in China have built. But if you are comfortable and we keep blaming our comfort on what our ancestors had to suffer, then we do not do our ancestors justice. There is no time, unfortunately, for a break for us. Until we have built, there is no time to step back and sit down. We still must stand up and do the work that it's going to take to lay the bricks, to lay the foundation of true independence. I want to thank you for your time. I'm going to take a little break because all this fighting, all this loving and caring for my reflection beyond the mirror is overwhelming. I'm going to take some time to be a student of the world again. I hope that you stay safe, that you stay educated, and you get to know yourself. Take care.